Welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show on ClaudioRelsano.com. Brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Claudio will be speaking to sports legends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s about their careers, business, and what they're doing now. He will also hold roundtable discussions with some old friends about trending topics in the world of sports. And now, here's Claudio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Claudio Relsano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introductions and my great producer, Adam Zalouf. Today's guest is not only a very successful track and field coach at Carnegie Mellon University, he's also coached international teams, and he's got a big announcement to make of his new opportunity. And on top of all that, he's a great guy. I've gotten to know Gary now for several years at CMU. And again, you can't get a better person than Gary Aldrich. Gary, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Claudio and Adam, for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right, appreciate it. First off, Gary, tell us a little bit about where you coached before getting to Carnegie Mellon.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Massachusetts, but I came out and I went to Slippery Rock University. And so after graduating from Slippery Rock, I ended up going back home, taught them and coached them high school, and then made my way back to Slippery Rock coaching there. Coached up in New York outside of the Rochester area at Alfred University for 3 years. And then ended up coming back out here to Western PA, and I've now been at Carnegie Mellon for 14 years.
And have you coached any other sports besides track and field?
I did in high school, and also up at Alfred University, I also coached football as well.
Okay. All right. A little well-rounded there. Now, you've been at CMU for 14 years. How long have you been the head coach?
Yeah, this is my sixth year as the head coach at Carnegie Mellon.
Okay. Now, before I ask this other question here, I have another question. CMU track and field accomplishments. So tell us about some of the highlights of your years there.
Yeah, in the last 14 years, we have won 6 UAA conference championships. That's our conference that we belong to. The University Athletic Association is UAA for short. So we've won 6 championships there. I think we've been first or second of the 26 conference championships. I think it's 18 of them. We've been either first or second. So as a team on the men's side, we do extremely well. Our expectation is that we're going to win every year. On the women's side, we've had the last 3 years have been 3 out of the 4 best years in the history of the women's program, with the amount of points that scored and the places that we've taken at the conference championships. So we're trending really well right now, but there's never enough work not to be done yet, because we want to get better. The kids want to get better. And as we have more success, then the goals get even higher.
Now, I always say that CMU is basically an Ivy League school in Pittsburgh. It's hard to get in, hard to stay in. And obviously academics is through the roof there at CMU. How does that affect your recruiting?
It affects it a lot. I mean, when I go out to meet, and especially out here in Western PA, because there's so many track coaches who are former athletes from my years at coaching at Slippery Rock, or teammates of mine, or just Slippery Rock grads. And they go up and they're like, oh yeah, I got this kid. And the first question I said, well, what's their SAT? And instead of a number, a bib number on their chest for the meet, I wish they would pin their SAT number on their chest.
That would help.
Because that would give us a much better idea if it was the type of person Or I'll even say to, like, if you were one of the high school coaches, I'd go, yeah, Claudio, are they CMU smart, though? Because right. most of the people around this area, especially, you know, they know how great of an institution Carnegie Mellon is. They know how Carnegie Mellon has changed over the last 35 years from going from a regional school to this international major school that we have now.
Right.
So it does make it difficult to recruit, but you can find them out there, and you just got to keep on pounding the pavement, if you will. And you get lucky sometimes, and you get, just find the right ones.
You know, I have scout friends who will contact me and say, hey, we got this kid out of Chicago. He's hitting 485. He's 15 for 15 in stolen bases, or he's got an ERA of 1.02. I said, wait a minute. What are his SAT scores? You can give me all the, just like you said, you can give me all the averages you want, but is he going to be able to get in? And I like what you said, is he CMU smart? And now, before our commercial break, how many kids, how many on the girls' side and how many on the guys' side? How many guys are on your roster? And
We're right around 45 on the women's side, and this year we'll be right around 50 on the men's side. So we're right around 100. So we are the next largest team at Carnegie Mellon because we don't consider ourselves a men's team, a women's team. We're one program. It's the Carnegie Mellon University track and field program. So we have right about 100 athletes that we're working with on a daily basis.
Do other schools separate or no?
Yeah, there. Every school, some of them have separate head coaches and they do things a little bit differently, things like that. But everywhere that I have ever been, we've always been combined programs. The only time that we have separate meetings is at a conference championship, because the goals of the men's program are a little bit different than the goals of the women's program right now. And so we'll have a meeting, you know, for the whole team, but then we have a separate men's meeting, a separate women's meeting. But a lot of the things that we do, we're all coaching. Like me, my major responsibility coaching are the throws and high jumpers. And I coach the men and women throwers and high jumpers, and vice versa with our long jump, triple jump. She coaches both of them in that. So.
All right. Okay, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania, and Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division Facebook page. We'll be right back with CMU's track and field head coach, Gary Aldrich. The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends, Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions, Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions, Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davidson Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. Okay, Gary, now I mentioned at the introduction about you having coached seven international teams.
Right.
Tell us all about those.
Yeah, so it will be 7. And I guess this is where I can share what Claudio talked about in the introduction. I have just come out a couple of weeks ago that I have been selected to be the men's throws coach for the United States for the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan.
Wow, that is so great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Claudio. That is kind of the ultimate. As I talked with people when I was making the announcement, it was, you know, I have vivid memories. I'm older. I'm going to be 60 in 2 months. And I can remember watching the Olympics in 1968 on a black and white TV.
Sure.
And, you know, it was just, it was the thing. And as a kid, then you watch it 4 years later, they came back. And it was like, that's all you did when the Olympics were on, be it outdoors or, you know, the winter or summer. You were glued to the TV for those weeks that they were on. And all you ever dreamt about was being one of those athletes in the opening ceremonies or the closing ceremonies. And so here I am, you know, at a older age, and I won't be competing. But I've been fortunate enough that I will actually be in the Olympics in a coaching format. And it's a dream that has come to reality. And it's an amazing feeling. And so I'm so very fortunate. So it's a lot of
fun. Well, first of all, you certainly earned it. Number two, as soon as you told me that, the first thing that hit me was when Michael Jordan said, you know, when they were in the 92 Olympics, when they did the opening ceremonies and the closing ceremonies, you know, the march around the in that stadium. And first thing that hit me was that you'll be a part of that march and with all those people there. And boy, that's really something to soak in. I'm sure everybody has those handheld, you know, you have your phone. I'm sure you'll be videotaping that. And that's got to be an unbelievable feeling for you.
See, and this is where being part of Carnegie Mellon has really kind of, you know, taken me to a different level, because I'm going to go find like Simone Biles, because we know she's going to be on TV. So I'll be the guy standing right behind her and as the backdrop to her, you know. So, no, it is. It's going to be an incredible experience, but it's one that I've been very fortunate. And it's taken almost really a 10-year process to get this point where I've been fortunate enough to be selected to be part of the coaching staff, which is going to be an incredible experience.
Now, how does something like that happen?
Yeah, so like I said, about 10 years ago, I received a phone call from a friend who is very well connected with USA Track and Field, and he was like, Gary, I want you to apply for this, one of these teams. And I was like, why? He goes, well, we need new blood. And I was like, I'm 50 years old. I don't have that much new blood in me yet. And he was like, no, you haven't been part of the whole USA track and field thing. We want you, you know, and we know you're a good coach. We want you to do. And so I did. I applied, and I was fortunate to be selected for one of the lower level international teams. That was the North American, Central American, Caribbean under 23 team, which we had a lot of success. But from there, what happens, Claudio, is you're graded by the staff, but then you're also graded by the athletes. And fortunately for me, I must have graded out pretty well, because then it put me to another team. And from there, I must have graded out well again. And because it took me, you know, so I ended up doing a world junior team that was over in Barcelona, Spain. I was fortunate to do an indoor world championship right here in Oregon, in Portland, Oregon. And then I did Pan Am Games. I did the, in 2017, I did the world championships in London. You know, so fortunately for me, the athletes really must have appreciated, because I must have got some decent grades, else I would have been out of the loop as far as being able to continue on. And so I've been very fortunate. So it's worked out really well for me.
Now, two-part question.
Sure.
Number one, how long, I mean, do you get a chance to work with these athletes
yeah.
prior? And how long do you get a chance to work with them?
Yeah, so it's my understanding that the very first thing that we'll really be doing in working or being with the athletes is we'll go out to the Olympic trials, which will be at the end of June for track and field. They'll be at the University of Oregon. They're just remodeling their legendary Hayward Field. And so that's where the Olympic trials are going to be. At that point, we'll know who will be in the top three off of the Olympic trials for each event. And then we'll start working in the processing of them, getting them ready to get their Olympic gear and tickets, and getting phone numbers for their coaches and agents, and starting that whole communication process. And then after that, we'll end up going, like I said, I believe the training camp is going to be over in Japan. I'm not positive on that. Like, for instance, for the World Championships in 2017, we went to a training camp in Birmingham, England, for just about close to a week's time. And then we went down to London for the 2 weeks for the World Championships. So again, when we get to the training camp, most of the guys, they all have their own coaches and stuff. My responsibility is I'm a facilitator. Whatever they need, if it's they need to me to get med balls or, you know, get them a shot putter or a hammer, whatever the case is, I'm going to do for them. I'm there to help them, you know, videotape for them, whatever they need. Find things about the weight room location. And but then when we get going towards the Olympics, it's knowing time frames that they have to be, where they have to be, where their coaches have to be, where they can watch, and their agents, and then their families. And you know, so that's what I'm doing more of. I've been fortunate that sometimes an athlete doesn't have their coach with them in some of these other teams. And I step in and, you know, I basically say, what are you working on? And they'll tell me, and I'll watch, and I'll give them feedback. And, okay. you know, so it's good for me, because I've been on so many of these international teams that a lot right. of our elite throwers, they know me and I know them. And so we already have a relationship. So it makes our working together at the Olympics that much easier.
Right. It sure does. Instead of having to spend that time getting to know everybody and what this one likes, what this one doesn't like, so on and so
exactly.
forth. You already know each other. So, right.
Yep. Very
okay.
much so.
All right. We're going to take another quick commercial break to hear from our sponsors, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Dreher Physical Therapy Institute in Wexford, Pennsylvania, and Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. We will be right back with the Olympic throwing coach. Did I say that right, Gary? It's the throwing coach, right?
Yes, the men's throwing coach, yeah.
Men's throwing coach, okay. Gary yeah. Aldrich, we'll be right back.
Thank you, Claudio.
The Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, 814-503-8070. Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stedett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Tasmanian Devil Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates Legends Division or at relsano16@gmail.com. Okay, Gary, now, do you help pick some of the players or any of the players?
No, it's based on the Olympic trial competition. So it's all based on that competition, that one particular day. What they'll do is there's a standard that you have to meet to actually qualify for the meet. And then they'll just like a regular track meet, they'll go and throw and they'll take the top 12 out of the group and they'll go to the semifinals, if you will, take three throws. Then they'll take the top eight from those 12 after three throws. And then the top three, then that will make up your Olympic team.
Okay. Now, this might be a crazy, strange question. In basketball, there are the U.S. rules, of course, and then there's the international rules. Is there anything like that with the track and field, or is it all the same?
No, it's one of the things that it has changed. There's some idiosyncrasies, like indoors versus outdoors, but I don't have to worry about that for the sector. You know, and for me as a throws coach, everything's pretty standardized. What the sector is for the Olympics is the same size sector that we use for Carnegie Mellon University. There's some subtle differences as far as warm-up time and how much time you're allowed in between throws, you know, some things like that, but pretty much the throws version of things, it's exactly what I'm doing here at Carnegie Mellon.
Good. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if I said, that could be a good question. But,
yeah, it is a good question. Yeah. Because, you know, in the international, you have, you know, different 3-point line than what the NBA has, even the different key
right,
size,
exactly.
You know? Yeah. No, it was a good question, Claudia.
All right, thank you. Now, do you get to bring any of your assistants, or are your assistants already chosen? How does that work?
No, see, they're basically the staff is chosen by USA Track and Field. And so, yeah, all my assistants, they at Carnegie Mellon, they're always like, well, you can fit me in another suitcase or, you know, if they all want to come. And well, I can carry your luggage for you. Just like my wife and children are all saying the exact same thing, you know. So everybody wants to come. But no, I am the men's throws coach. And so what I'll do though, is the women's throws coach, I'll rely on her. And again, she and I have known each other for almost 40 years. She's actually from Massachusetts as well. And have been on a number of teams together as well. And so like in London, there was one time, like, I went to the long throws area where they could train. And so I had the men and women there, and she went over to the shot put area because they were in separate areas. So we'll do things in conjunction with each other. But again, it's easy to do that because I've been around those elite women as well. And Sandy Fowler is her name. She's the director of track and field at Coastal Carolina University. She's been all around the men's throwers as well. So all the throwers pretty much know Sandy and I. So it makes for us to be able to do it in a joint venture rather than just me with the men or her with the women. We work everything together.
Good. Now, when are you leaving?
That, again, is still up in the air. It depends on how long they determine for the training camp to be, but I figure it's going to be sometime in mid-July that I'll be going till the second week, you know, the end of the second week in August. So it's probably going to be somewhere around a 3 to 4 week time frame that I'll be going for the Olympics. And then the Olympic trials, that's at the end of June. That's usually about a 2 week time frame for that as well. So I guess right. I will be able to write that essay at the beginning of school. What did you do during your summer vacation?
Right. That's right. And it's a special one for sure. And Gary, I tell you what, I watch the Olympics, but this time I'm going to watch them even harder because of you. And you have no idea how much I'm pulling for you and your growth because
thank you,
like I said, you're a great guy and you certainly deserve it. And I'm really excited for you.
And I can't thank you enough. And for the people out there listening to the podcast, let me tell you a little something about Claudio. My son plays baseball in college. And he's up at Teal College. And when my son was even a freshman at Central Catholic, he used to get done over at Central and come over and wait for me to finish with track practice. And I'd look around and I'd say to one of my athletes, I'd say, hey, have you guys seen Christian? And they're like, no. I'd go down into the arena room, and Adam will know what that is because he was there. And where's my son? My son is in the batting cage with Claudio giving him advice on what he should be doing. So it goes, you know, right back to you, Claudio. I mean, the support you gave my son and, you know, the ability for you to just allow him to be there as a 14-year-old kid, it was tremendous. So it taught me really quick and early the type of person you were, and I can't thank you enough for that as well.
Well, it's my pleasure, and he's a great kid, and I'm so happy for how well he's doing at Teal, and
it's
just crazy that he's already there. That I don't get.
I don't know
how that happens.
I can't believe he's a senior, and, you know,
it wasn't
long ago he was that little freshman poking his head in the arena room wanting to see what you guys were doing. So, but I can't thank
you
for that.
Well, it's totally my pleasure for sure. He's a great young man. Now, your daughter is she's active in sports as well, correct? Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, she's a freshman up at Slippery Rock. She says she's following in my footsteps. My wife gets mad because my wife graduated from Slippery Rock as well. But as Kate said, well, Mom, you didn't compete in athletics. But she's running cross country. She just finished her cross country. She had a nice freshman year in cross country, and they'll be starting up for indoor and outdoor track here as well. She's a distance runner. How I get a distance runner, I have no idea because I'm definitely not a distance runner type of guy. And so, but she's doing well. We're really excited, and she's loving Slippery Rock, and I can't say enough about that aspect. And she loves her roommate, and it's a great situation for up there. And the head coach there is John Papa. He's one of my best friends. He was an usher in my wife's and my wedding. So he's in charge of taking care of us. So he's got his hands full, though. Right? she's doing well.
That's great.
So we're really
happy. That's great. Well, Gary, like I said, I'm really happy to hear about your kids, how well they're doing. And it starts at home. It starts with great parenting. And
I can't say enough
good things about you, and really, really excited for you about the CMU season, obviously, but without question, looking forward to seeing you bringing that gold home. And when I see that march, I'm going to be thinking of you because I know it's going to be a big time thing for you.
Yeah.
And my only advice is just soak it in,
I will.
It'll be fun and bring home the gold for sure. And I'll be seeing you on campus real soon, I'm sure.
Sounds good. And again, Claudio, I can't thank you enough for everything, not only the podcast stuff, but all the years of getting to know you and what you've been able to do for my son. I really appreciate it all.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Adam, thank you very much for the help here with this, too.
Of course. We're happy to have you on. Thanks for being here.
You know what? He's in Boston right now. He's doing big time things in Boston, so he's not too far from your neck of the woods. Yes, he is.
Okay, we're about
Adam. If you want to tell him what you're doing, Adam.
I'm working at Boston Dynamics. I just started a few months ago, so doing mechanical design for robots.
Ah, cool. You living in Boston or are you living outside?
Somerville.
Somerville. Okay. Yeah, I grew up down, my mom and dad still live there. The Fall River, New Bedford area, Somerset, Mass, is where I grew up, down
Oh, cool.
by the Cape. Yeah. So,
Wow.
yeah. So
Yeah, you gotta
we
see some of
always,
the things. You gotta see.
I always enjoy going back up to Brandeis so I can get fried clams and clam cakes because I can't get them here in Pittsburgh, you know. So it
You
works
ought to
out
see some
well.
of the things Adam is doing with his work. I mean, he's unbelievable. So
I can
I'm lucky to
imagine.
have him for sure.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
I can imagine. I
Yeah.
really. Very interested. I mean, because I know it from working with my kids on the team. It's unbelievable what these kids do, Claudio. It really is.
It
When they
is.
leave,
I
you know,
know.
it's
I
insane.
know.
Yeah.
I'm lucky to
I
have
know.
him, that's for sure.
That's great.
But well, once again, Gary, I appreciate you being on, and we'll talk
No
soon for
problem.
sure.
Sounds good,
All right, buddy.
Claudio. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. All
Okay,
right. Bye-bye.
everybody. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. As always, I want to thank Rick Mitchell for the introduction, Adam Zalouf, my producer, Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, Traer Physical Therapy Institute, and Lee Davis Associates and Legends Division Facebook page. Have a great announcement. Somebody who I wanted, who I've wanted to be on this show for quite a while, and he has confirmed he's definitely going to be on it, and that is, in my opinion, boxing royalty, and that's Jerry Cooney. Jerry Cooney was the number one contender in the world, fought at the time the biggest fight in boxing history against Larry Holmes in, I believe it was June 11th, 1982. And an unbelievable person with a great story. He has a book out that we will definitely talk about. You know, most of the guys that come on the show I know pretty well or have known since I was a kid. You know, Jerry, I've been a fan of his for years and years. And I met him a couple years ago, and I'm very, very excited to have him on the show. And again, not only a fantastic career, but as you'll see, he's a great, great guy who really wants to have impact on people. And he has certainly had impact in my life, and I can't wait to have him on the show. So I'll let you know when he's going to be on the show soon. Looking forward to that. So, as always, appreciate all of you listening, and thanks, Mom and Pop. Talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Aspire Pediatric Therapy, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC, and Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center. Be sure to tune in next time on claudiorossano.com.
Claudio Rossano Show, brought to you by Roscoe Hearing and Allergy Care Center, giving you superior allergy care for over 20 years. Located in Dubois, Pennsylvania, please call us for all your hearing and allergy needs at 814-375-0455. Dr. Brandon Roscoe at Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates PC. Call Dr. Roscoe at 814-503-8070. Great guy, somebody who I've had a great opportunity to meet, and I appreciate him and his sponsorship. And again, somebody you should definitely look into in his practice. Dr. Brandon Roscoe, Clearfield Jefferson Primary Care Associates, PC, 814-503-8070. Need a celebrity for an event? Visit the Lee Davis and Associates Legends Division Facebook page. Available for speaking engagements, autograph shows, ribbon cuttings, product endorsements, and other type appearances. We have World Series champions like Jim Rooker, John Candelaria, Grant Jackson, Rennie Stennett, Al Oliver, Ken Griffey Sr., football legends Roman Gabriel, Vince Papale, Louis Lips, Super Bowl champions Marv Kellum, Robin Cole, boxing champions Donnie the Golden Boy Lalonde, Vinny the Pasmanian Devil, Paz, and yours truly, Claudio Relsano. Contact us through our Facebook page at Lee Davis & Associates, Legends Division, or at relsano16@gmail.com.